You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Penns Valley. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In October, we stopped at the Old Gregg School in the Penns Valley town of Spring Mills. Today, longtime friends Pauline Zerbe and Geraldine Reich talk about growing up in Milheim.
Pauline, do you remember going to school when we started out in Milheim?
I certainly do. That was a little different for me because I was a farm girl and I lived in the country. And I think you were from town, weren't you?
Yes. Did you rode the bus to school or did your parents have to bring you to school?
Oh, no, I rode the bus.
I didn't have to ride the bus. We walked. My big brother Harold and I walked to school every day. If it was nice, we roller skated to school.
Do you remember our teacher?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Mann. I thought she was very old, but it turned out that was her first year of teaching.
That's right.
And we had three recesses.
Yes, we did.
And if we got there early, we could even play before school started.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the teachers being outside. They just looked out that little window,
mm-hmm.
and we were on our own.
And when it was time to come in?
They rang the bell.
They rang the bell. Opened the window and rang the bell.
Rang the bell, right. If they came out, we knew we were in big trouble.
Right. And also some of our jobs, do you remember that we had to do?
Cleaning the erasers against the building. I don't think we were supposed to hit them against the building, but that's what we usually
did. Oh, we did.
And that was a real honor.
The hardest part for me, for some reason, in school, I had trouble learning how to tell time.
Yeah, I didn't mind that. I was just sort of scared of some of the men teachers. Well, they did some really strict things to some of the boys.
The boys, I can remember, got paddled,
mm-hmm.
not allowed anymore. And I remember Bob Lingle.
Yeah, that's who my bus driver was.
And if you remember, how strict he was? The boys sat on one side and the girls sat on the other side.
I was sort of glad about that.
I am too. We were lucky growing up.
We were. We really were. Well, Milheim was a lot different than it is now.
Yes, absolutely. It was the hub of Penns Valley.
Saturday night was really a jumping night.
Yes, it was.
In the Milheim.
30s, 40s, and 50s.
Right. And then we had the theater.
Do you remember? I think it was 25 cents.
I think so. And I think popcorn was, 10 cents?
10 cents.
Because I remember selling it. Mm-hmm. I was one of the,
I never,
the popcorn people.
Were you?
Okay. I had the concession stand for a while. And remember, they didn't like the children or going upstairs.
I can remember starting out in that theater sitting in the front row. And I did eventually progress to the balcony. You remember the hosiery mill?
In fact, your grandfather, wasn't he the...
He was the vice president
right.
of the hosiery mill, and he started there in 1930.
And they worked around the clock. I
mm-hmm.
didn't know that. I was reading about
they
that
did.
Today. Yes.
What did your dad do?
He was a barber, and then my brothers were barbers. So I'm a barbering family. Well, thanks for reminiscing with me.
It was a joy. Thank you for asking me.
Pauline Zerbe and Geraldine Reich. You can listen to other StoryCorps recordings on our website at wpsu.org/StoryCorps. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.